Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day, another great week, in fact, in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is a great week, maybe, of decision. Where the American people, with big primaries coming up tomorrow in Arizona and Kansas and Michigan and Missouri and right here in the state of Washington, those primaries will help show, do the American people really believe the optimistic talk that we're now getting from the Democrats and from the Biden administration? Or do they believe that we are already in a recession? It's not just the inflation. It's not just the price of gas. It's basically the whole idea of what does our future hold for the United States of America. And then there's another deeper question. What does the future hold for the war in Ukraine? There's an amazing piece just published by one of the leading historians in the world today. His name is Timothy Snyder. He's a endowed chair holder at Yale University in their outstanding history department. He basically says, look, this is a war that Russia can't win. And he's talking about Putin looking vulnerable and his regime looking shaky. We will be speaking about that coming up this hour with Elizabeth Braw of the American Enterprise Institute, who has written powerfully about the levels of suffering and ongoing difficulty in Ukraine. Have we reached a point where it is a legitimate matter to speculate on whether Vladimir Putin's regime can actually last or survive this war? We will be getting to that on the Michael Medved Show. We'll also be talking about one of the things that's on the ballot tomorrow on Kansas. It's the first time that since the overturning of Roe v. Wade that people, the voters in a state, will have a chance to put the Roe v. Wade basically back on the books in the state of Kansas. Now, how does that work? It works this way, because in the state of Kansas, they had the Supreme Court, which had delivered a verdict back in 2019 that said that the state constitution, which had guaranteed a right of privacy, basically had guaranteed a right to abortion. But now that looks like it is overruled by Roe, because it's a court decision in Kansas. So there's an initiative. There is a ballot proposition to try to restrict abortion. It's supposed to be very close. There's no definitive polling on it yet. It is one of those things that the whole country will be watching. We will also be watching the response on various economic issues. And one of the other issues that people seem to be in deep disagreement about, and they often associate this with abortion, is America basically becoming a less and less religious country? Is religion going to end up on the scrap heap of history at some point? Because no people are going to church, no people are going to synagogue, because basically Americans are, like they say in the song, losing my religion. But there are two professors who have just completed a huge study, a study of hundreds of thousands of people in this country and tens of thousands of different churches, and they say, don't believe it. The truth is that religion is stronger than ever in the United States. Now, how can that be? And why are they right and everybody else seemingly wrong? We will be getting to that as well on the Michael Medved Show. We'll also have the opportunity to speak to Steve Forbes coming up about what they are now calling the Inflation Reduction Bill. And It is unbelievable that Democrats simply believe that the way you can solve anything is spending money. And how you reduce inflation by just spending a whole bunch of money, it remains to be seen. For instance, Pat Toomey, who is unfortunately leaving the U.S. Senate, it's his Senate seat that is being struggled over between Mehmet Oz, who is a terrible candidate, and John Letterman, who is Fetterman, who is even a worse candidate. He's a truly awful, nightmarish, far-left, unacceptable candidate. So what is the story there? Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania says this about the so-called deficit inflation reduction bill. Why is it not really an inflation reduction bill? Clip 5.
All of this spending is unnecessary. It's going to exacerbate inflation. It is not going to reduce the deficit. And what did Senator Manchin get for this? Look, I'm a big fan of Joe Manchin. We are friends, as he said, and I like Joe very much, but I think he got taken to the cleaners. He's agreeing to all this bad policy, in return for which he's been promised that there's going to be some kind of pro-energy infrastructure bill sometime in the future. Well, first of all, I thought we did that in the infrastructure bill. Secondly, what is the text? But most importantly, why isn't that in this bill? And the answer is because Democrats don't support it. So this is going to do a lot of harm, and there's not going to be a corresponding benefit.
Okay, I think that there's a lot to say there, even though it isn't quite as optimistic as Joe Manchin himself. He was on a lot of shows over the weekend, said amazing things about his fellow Democrats, and amazing not in a good way, and amazing things about the president that he's supposed to be linked to, because they're in the same party. But he was also full of happy talk about what is in the inflation reduction bill. 5.5, please.
Well, this is fighting inflation. This is all about the absolute horrible position that people are in now because of the inflation cost, whether it be gasoline, whether it be food pricing, whether it be energy pricing. And it's around energy mostly is driving these high inflation. This is going to take care of that because this is aggressively producing more energy to get more supply to get the prices down. That's what we're doing. But we didn't raise taxes.
And we didn't raise taxes? Well, the Wall Street Journal would choose to differ. They have a powerful editorial today about how dishonest it is, really, and how misleading it is to have the idea that there is no increase in taxes here. And, in fact, what they're saying is that if you look at even the Budget Committee, and you look at the way that this has been examined and evaluated by members of Congress, it's a tax increase on everyone. They write in their lead editorial today, Senator Manchin has been known to watch the Penn Wharton budget model from the Penn University of Pennsylvania Wharton School of Business. And he said it examined the details of Schumer-Manchin and found that it doesn't contain any net deficit reduction until 2027. If the first years of deficit reduction don't come for 5 years from now, then what's the help on inflation today? Evidence is emerging that the new Schumer-Manchin's 15% minimum tax on corporate book income is especially harmful to U.S. manufacturing firms. An analysis by Congress's Joint Committee on Taxation, which is hardly an estimate of supply siders, found that 49.7% of the tax would hit U.S. manufacturers. So on the one hand, we're spending a lot of money to help chip manufacturers and try to be more competitive with the Chinese and others. And then on the other hand, we're going to hit them with very heavy increases in taxes. How does that work out? We'll be talking about that with Steve Forbes and more, and also the idea of where next in the war on Ukraine. All coming up on The Medved Show.
Michael Medved, I love you, man. You're my favorite. I listen to you all the time.
Michael Medved.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Spring and summer, worth celebrating, don't you think? Particularly in the Northwest, but anywhere across the country. And something else worth celebrating, emerging from the pandemic and all the restrictions associated with it. So you're going to be more active. Why not be more ready for all of that activity with Relief Factor? This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more. And helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to MichaelMedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Michael Medved show, there are, as I mentioned before, some very substantial, very important primaries coming up tomorrow. And some of them very close, very unpredictable, and President Trump just made a difference. And he made a difference on the side of sanity. and a difference on the side of actual Republican victory, and I congratulate him for it. He endorsed Tudor Dixon just ahead of tomorrow's primary in the state of Michigan. Tudor Dixon is very good on camera. She is a former talk show host and somebody with a lot of political experience, a lot of savvy, mainstream Republican. And she is running for governor. And this has been so much a race that obviously, considering the way things have been going in Michigan and the crime and the policing and yes, the economy, the incumbent governor, Gretchen Whitmer, who, by the way, apparently has presidential ambitions, but she has to win her reelection race first. She had every chance of just breezing through one of the other candidates and their whole passel of them. But with Tudor Dixon, she'll have a race. It will be a race, and that will be good for the state of Michigan. One of the things the Democrats are planning to do, they just did a redistricting in the state of Michigan. And unlike many states, they did redistricting based upon a commission rather than the legislature. So they have a chance, they believe, the Democrats, to actually take over the state legislature for the first time in 40 years, both houses of the state legislature. Will that happen? Well, not if they have a good candidate. The candidates they had wanted in Michigan, like the former police chief of Detroit, who's a black guy, speaks extraordinarily well, Chief Craig, but he didn't make it because there was a problem with the signatures that he had gathered and some of the other signatures as well. So now a race in Michigan, and then, by the way, there's another race not too far away in Missouri, which we've talked about a lot, because Eric Greitens, who lasted only 18 months as governor of Missouri before the Republicans, his fellow Republicans, pushed him out of office because he had been involved in sexual assault and mishandling of funds and a really seemingly unfair affair with his hairdresser. And he was governor. And he had little kids. He's now accused by his ex-wife. Arnold apparently has been say what you will about him. He's been a fairly conscious father. This is a guy who, at least according to a filing in court by his ex-wife, beat up, I think, because the kid was 6 years old and had some serious medical damage. Anyway, he shouldn't be a Republican candidate. It doesn't look like he will be. And, of course, what he says is that the only people who are against him are rhinos. Well, sorry, Eric Schmidt, who is the likely winner, who's the attorney general of the state of Missouri, is a big Trump supporter. And he had wanted Trump to endorse him. Trump hasn't endorsed in Michigan, though his son did. His son is helping Eric Greitens, but that should go well, and that is for a Senate seat that, seriously, the Republicans must win. If they lose the Senate seat in Michigan, which they would with Eric Greitens as the nominee, there would be no chance of the Republicans taking back control of the Senate. And part of what is going on right now is just the unrealism of Chuck Schumer and President Biden, who, by the way, has COVID again. It's extraordinary, and, you know, you feel sorry for the guy, but the fact is that this happens to rebound COVID, I think they call it. And no, it's not a good thing, and he's supposed to wear a mask for another 10 days, and it just goes to one of those profound moments where everything seems to be going wrong for Joe Biden. And that doesn't stop Chuck Schumer from speaking on the reconciliation bill. That's the anti-inflation bill, they call it, the end inflation bill. But Very, very small chance of that. Here's Senator Schumer, the majority leader.
Do a few common sense things. Lower the cost of their daily expenses like health care. Protect our planet for future generations. Make sure everyone plays by the same rules and has a fair shot at the achieving the American dream. And that's what the Inflation Reduction Act will do. These are not easy matters, but we didn't come here to do easy things. To be sure, the work's not done. There's a lot we have to do in the coming days. But I'm proud that right now we have a strong, bold package to move on, one that will lower inflation, fight the climate crisis, and help preserve America's place as a nation of immense opportunity into the 21st century. Let us get to work and pass the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022.
Okay, inflation reduction is not an automatic result, usually, of spending money. In fact, spending a great deal of money, putting more money out there into the system, usually means that inflation goes up. That if there are more dollars in circulation, those dollars are used to buy stuff and more of them, meaning prices rise. Joe Manchin, the partner with Chuck Schumer on this particular bill, wouldn't even answer a question, actually a series of questions from Chuck Todd on NBC, about whether he wants his fellow Democrats to actually win in the midterms. This is clip four.
Do you hope Democrats keep control of the House and Senate?
I think people are sick and tired of politics, Chuck. I really do. I think they're sick and tired of Democrats and Republicans fighting and feuding and holding pieces of legislation hostage because they didn't get what they wanted or something, or someone might get credit for something. Why don't we start doing something for our country? Why don't we just say, this is good for America? I've always said the best politics is good government. Do something good, Chuck. But I'm not going to predict what's going to happen.
I'm not asking you to predict.
I just want to make sure we do something good. And this is
what result do you want? Do you want the Democrats to keep control of the United States Senate and the House of Representatives?
Oh, I love, I'm not making those choices or decisions on that. I'm going to work with whatever I have. I've always said that. I think the Democrats have great candidates that are running. They're good people I've worked with, and I have a tremendous amount of respect and friendship with my Republican colleagues. So I can work on either side very easily.
So you don't care about the outcome?
I don't have a problem.
You don't care about the outcome this year of the election?
Well, whatever the voters choose, I can't decide what's going to happen in Kansas or California or Texas. I really can't.
Unbelievable. He won't even say, well, look, I'm a Democrat. I want to see my side win. We all want to see, I hope, the Ukraine side win in a brutal war. We'll be talking about that and how that happens with Elizabeth Brough of AEI coming up on the Medved Show.
You upset me so much sometimes.
Michael Medved.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is again hammering Russia's ongoing war against Ukraine. Blinken speaking at a UN conference calling it a brazen violation of international law. He said that includes the UN Charter. Inflation, along with concerns about the government and bad leadership, are top of mind for Americans right now. That's according to a new Gallup poll. Those issues are at the top of a survey, with 17% of respondents being concerned about each topic. The economy in general is up next at 12% as Americans battle sky-high prices. Concerns about abortion come in at 8%. Following the United States' Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. Voters in five states head to the polls on Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved Show, it is a pleasure to welcome back to our show Elizabeth Braw, who is a senior fellow on foreign and defense policy at American Enterprise Institute. She is a distinguished columnist for Foreign Policy magazine, and she is also the author of the brand new book, The Defender's Dilemma, Identifying and Deterring Gray Zone Aggression. Elizabeth, thank you for talking to us. There's so much to talk about right now. Can we ask, first of all, about Nancy Pelosi's travel schedule? And I can't believe that this has become such a huge issue, which seems to threaten world war. But if you were advising the Speaker of the House, would you tell her to have a good time in Singapore, enjoy yourself? Apparently, you know, everyone's seen Crazy Rich Asians. And there's a lot going on in Singapore, a lot to see, prosperous, pro-Western country, fine. But would you advise her to maybe skip over the trip to Taiwan, which the Chinese government is threatening would have dire consequences?
Well, I think what I would have advised her would have been to travel to Asia, have a good time in Singapore, which is, as you say, a fantastically successful country, a successful economy, and also a country that is pro-Western, and so that it would be a safe destination for her. But if she wanted to go to Taiwan, I would have advised her to go to Taiwan without telling anybody beforehand and without talking about it. Unfortunately, I think my advice at this point is a moot point, because a staffer has just told Politico that she will be going to Taiwan. So my advice would come too late.
Now, the Biden administration and Secretary of State Blinken seem to be not enthusiastic about the visit to Taiwan, and certainly the Chinese government has said that there would be serious consequences. What kind of serious consequences would or could there be?
Yeah, so lots of people are talking about Chinese intentions or desires to perhaps shoot down Pelosi's plane. I think that is not in their interest, but they will clearly try to avenge what they consider this provocation in some way. And that's why it was so unwise to talk about it to this extent before going, because the moment you started talking about it, in that moment, the Chinese government was going to engage in rather bellicose rhetoric, and with them doing that, she then couldn't back down, which I think is why this visit is on. It would have been much better to turn up, as you advised, Michael, in Singapore and then make a surprise visit to Taiwan. I think more likely than the much-discussed Chinese military retaliation is something in the gray zone between war and peace, which is where a lot of my work is. For example, China could retaliate against a company from California. We should remember Speaker Pelosi represents the great state of California.
She does, and she also is representing the United States of America. I know that Tom Friedman, Pulitzer Prize-winning columnist, has said that this is the worst possible time to have this flare up with China, because we need China's help to try to resolve or at least scale down the war in Ukraine. And today there was another column. It's a powerful column by Timothy Snyder, who's a internationally respected professor of history at Yale. And Professor Snyder makes the point in his headline, which is powerfully illustrated in his column. The headline is, Putin's rule is weakening. Do you believe that's true?
Yes. He has pulled out every stop at his disposal, but he doesn't have very many stops left. What Russia has is military power, and that's what it's using, and that power is being depleted because the Ukrainians are defending themselves very bravely, and they're causing casualties to the Russians. And Russia, we should remember, is not a powerful country in any way other than through its military, whereas China is, of course, a completely different ball game. It has a powerful military, but it's of course extraordinarily powerful as a commercial entity or as an economic power, and that's why for every day that this war goes on, Vladimir Putin's weight vis-a-vis Xi Jinping weakens, and he becomes the balance shifts more and more in favor of China, which is not a good situation for Putin to be in. But he provoked this, he launched this war himself, but because we are in this very delicate, to put it mildly, delicate situation, it was really ill-advised for Nancy Pelosi to sort of inadvertently offer the Chinese another opportunity to harm the West, because now we have to worry about what the Chinese will do in response to her visit. She could have not visited and no harm would have been done, because Taiwan and indeed the rest of the world and indeed Beijing are already very well aware of Nancy Pelosi's support of Taiwan and indeed of democracy in China.
Okay, here's a question. If President Biden really stood up and basically, okay, the president can't order around the Speaker of the House, but he can make a very strong plea. This is a member of his own party. He say, look, for the cause of all the things that we believe in, the shared beliefs we have, our joint concern for national security, please do not endanger or weaken the position of the United States by making an unnecessary trip. Wouldn't the president end up looking more in command? Wouldn't that help his faltering image, which is so destructive for Democrats coming up to this election?
It would. So domestically, it might help Biden, but internationally, it would look like China can boss America around by threatening to shoot down the plane of an American visitor to Taiwan. So it would just be a very heavy reputational, or not reputational, it would be a very heavy loss to America's standing in the world and other countries, including those sort of on the fence on whether they would prefer to side with China or the U.S. Generally would say, well, look at this, you know, look who's the boss, we better side with the winning team. And, you know, threatening to shoot down a plane, which is China, we should say, the Chinese government hasn't made such threats, it's various commentators linked to the Chinese government. But that is the fear, right, or other retaliation. And the point is, if America's foreign policy is dictated or limited, curtailed by a fear of what China, how China might react, that puts America in a very bad place, which is makes it so important not to give them the opportunity to threaten retaliation, because then we have to worry about the ways in which they might retaliate.
Can we spend a few more minutes speaking about The Defender's Dilemma, your new book, and what gray zone aggression means? And basically, you're writing about not just identifying it, but deterring this growing national security threat. Always a pleasure to be speaking to Elizabeth Braw, of the American Enterprise Institute, where she is an expert and a researcher on foreign and defense policy. She's also a columnist for Foreign Policy magazine. We will be right back on where we are now, and maybe we can even talk a bit about the CHIPS bill that is supposed to make America more competitive with China. Does that mean we have to imitate China in terms of pouring government money into private companies' research? We will be right back on the MedVed Show.
The thing is this is a big deal.
The Michael MedVed Show.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Vrovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free, with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel, to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution, and world struggles like World War I and World War II, and yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, joined by Elizabeth Braw of the American Enterprise Institute, where she's a senior fellow on foreign and defense policy. She is also a columnist for Foreign Policy magazine and the author of a brand new book called The Defender's Dilemma, Identifying and Deterring Gray Zone Aggression. In terms of a gray zone aggression, America's already been subject, as you make clear in your book, to some of that gray zone aggression by Iran, by Russia, by China as well, do you think?
By China and as you mentioned, by Russia and Iran and even by North Korea. And the point is that gray zone aggression, it takes place in the gray zone between war and peace. It's you as the targeted country can see that something is not right, that another country is causing harm to your country, but you can't really put your finger on when it started or what exactly is happening. And the other countries can say, well, what are you talking about? This is just globalization in action. So, for example, if we think about strategic acquisition of our best companies to the point that our best companies are no longer available to our countries because they've been all bought up by China. If we think about acquisition of farmland, if we think about IP theft, which is obviously extremely pervasive in America, and it's a problem that has persisted for years. And why has it persisted for years? Because it's so hard to tackle these forms of aggression, because it goes beyond the criminal justice system. In some cases, the aggression is unethical, but it's not illegal.
And in terms of there also is interference in American democracy, which a lot of people, because of the entire Mueller investigation and the fact that there was really nothing there to particularly prosecute or continue to go after President Trump or his associates. But there has been interference trying to exacerbate the polarization to make America a more divided country. This has particularly been a goal of Russian operations, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. And Michael, the point is that it doesn't even matter whether the country that's trying to interfere, whether that country is successful in interfering and causing a change to the outcome of elections. What matters is that people believe that the elections are no longer safe and that the elections don't reflect the outcome of voters' intentions. And that has already happened. And we see in survey after survey that Americans don't trust their elections. So it really doesn't matter whether Russia did actually manage to change the outcome in the 2016 presidential election or any other election. The harm is already done because American voters, large chunks of the American electorate, believe that to be the case.
And what's the best way, because your book, the subtitle is Identifying and Deterring Gray Zone Aggression. How do you deter gray zone aggression from a power where we've already applied some very extreme, strong financial measures to try to sanction Russia concerning Ukraine and the atrocities that go on there every day? But what do we do to stop them from interfering in destroying the faith of the American people and how our government works?
Yeah, so the most important thing is that we can't tell them, well, if you interfere in our country, we'll interfere in yours. And if you build artificial islands in another country's waters, we'll build artificial islands in yours. And if you send your long-distance fishing fleet to deplete the fish stocks in our friends' waters, we'll deplete your fish stocks too. That doesn't behoove a country like America. But what we can do is, first of all, educate the public about the state of, well, the vulnerabilities of our countries, including the vulnerabilities of the United States. And what I would love to see, Michael, is for public libraries to have information literacy courses for the public. It wouldn't have to be mandatory, but it would be open to all, where people could learn how to verify information. And that's the first, really should be the first step of any citizen functioning in our societies, that they should be able to verify information, just like we need driver's licenses in order to participate, well, to use a car in traffic. And equipped with that knowledge, people would be able to make decisions, knowing that they won't be fooled, because they know how to verify information. At the moment, most of us, the vast majority of us, including highly educated people, have no idea how to verify information. They share misinformation, disinformation as a result, and we have this toxic public debate as a result in America and elsewhere. So that's one first step. And then with regards to other things that China, Russia, or other countries could think of, we should remember that our countries are very attractive countries to live in, and the offspring of lots of Russian and Chinese and North Korean and Iranian officials and leaders live in our countries. I think we should threaten to suspend the visas, not just of a few top officials, but of their families as well, because their families enjoy the hospitality and the freedoms of our countries. And we have no obligation to host people members of a regime, any given regime that's trying to harm us.
The conclusion of Timothy Snyder's piece about Vladimir Putin losing his grip, his rule is weakening, is the title. He says, what I expect is something much more banal, that Putin's voice will count for less and less as the war goes on, and that he will at some point have to decide whether pursuing it is worth risking his position. And what Snyder is talking about is some statements that have been made by the Foreign Minister Lavrov, some very strong statements that have been made by Dmitry Medvedev, who's a former president, former prime minister, all of which look like they are covering themselves for a competition for taking over in case Putin's regime collapses. Comment?
Yeah, the great thing about being an authoritarian country and being a dictator is that you don't have to worry about what other people think. You can just force people to go along with what you have decided. The bad thing, or the negative aspect of being a dictator or authoritarian country, is that it doesn't last for a very long time, because at some point people will rebel. And Russia has the misfortune of having senior officials who could oppose Putin, and who could tell him to stop this war, or not to launch this war in the first place. But they have been too cowardly. Now, as you say, they are trying to cover themselves and are trying to position themselves in such a way that should he fall, they will look like they don't have an enormous amount of blood on their hands. But if Russia had had better officials, there would have been a few senior officials who had said, no, this is not going to happen on our watch. We will stand up for what's right, even if it costs us our job. Unfortunately, Russia doesn't have such officials. But as you say, the fact that the cowardly top officials it does have are trying to position themselves for a potential post-Putin future suggests that this may be the beginning of the end of Putin, or at least the beginning of seeing such a process. Lavrov and Medvedev are not ideologues. They will clearly go with wherever whichever way the wind blows. And so it is interesting that they are trying to position themselves for such a future.
I just found out that positioning himself for the future. Dmitry Medvedev has just admitted that he is a great fan of Harry Potter, which apparently is not a politically correct position to take if you are part of the Putin inner circle. Elizabeth Braw, always informative, thought-provoking, and very much on focus. Her new book, again, is posted up at our website. It is called The Defender's Dilemma, Identifying and Deterring Gray Zone Aggression. She is a scholar at the American Enterprise Institute on Foreign and Defense Policy and a columnist for Foreign Policy magazine. Coming up, somebody else who knows a great deal about the American economy and where it's going. What is his position on the so-called Inflation Defense Act that they put together between Manchin and Schumer? Biden supporting it. So what does that mean? We'll talk to Steve Forbes about where we go from here and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.